Brexit flop fells Prime Minister.
It is in the best interests of the country for a new Prime Minister to lead that effort.
Picking up the pieces in Tornado Alley.
It's heartbreaking, but I feel the community can rebound pretty strong here.
That date on your food.
Clarifying when to throw it out.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. A few hours ago, the tumultuous Brexit battle in Great Britain triggered a high-profile exit. The Prime Minister, CBS's Vicky Barker, is in London.
Her voice breaking with emotion, Theresa May announced she will step down on June 7th.
I do so with no ill will, but with enormous and enduring gratitude to have had the opportunity to serve the country I love.
The move has been inevitable ever since it became clear she was never going to get her deeply unpopular Brexit deal through Parliament. Her resignation will trigger a leadership contest inside her faction-ridden Conservative Party, yet another political complication with Britain due to leave the European Union in October. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Here at home, the National Weather Service says the tornado that tore through Jefferson City, Missouri, cut a path about 3 miles long and a mile wide. CBS's David Begnaud says a long recovery effort is ahead.
Everything is just shaking. So I'm telling my grandmother, I think we need to go in the basement.
Armand Cody said he had very little time to get his disabled grandparents to safety before the roof was ripped off their house.
I was like in shock. Could I look up? And, like, there is no roof.
Well, thank goodness for this basement, though.
Yeah.
I mean, if you didn't have this basement,
I don't know what would have been happening.
There were no deaths in Jefferson City.
All over town, there's power lines down. Yes,
that's the mayor, Carrie Turgeon, who told us people were warned 30 minutes before the tornado touched down. Kevin Riley says he's never seen a storm this strong hit Jefferson City. His grandfather opened a car business here. He estimates 90% of his vehicles are damaged.
I'm stunned. I'm kind of in the numb stage right now.
Experts say barges that hit an Arkansas River dam in Oklahoma did minimal damage, but officials say several parts of that state could see new evacuations over the weekend because of rising water. It's a busy travel day today for the Memorial Day weekend. CBS's Peter King is on the road in Orlando.
The big rigs and four-wheelers are competing for space, with some 38 million Americans expected to drive 50 miles or more from home this weekend. Sally is in day three of her drive.
I'm coming from Michigan, and I'm headed to my home in Vero Beach.
Frank had been on the road for 12 hours when we caught up with him.
Birmingham, Alabama. We're going to Miami.
What's in Miami?
Our cruise ship. Thank you, Jesus.
AAA says the number one destination this weekend is right here, Central Florida. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
In a memo last night, President Trump gave the Attorney General wide power to investigate the beginnings of the Russia investigation. CBS's Paula Reed says there's pushback from House Democrats.
This is all nonsense.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler slammed the investigation into the origins of the Russia probe.
There is no basis whatsoever to believe that anybody in the intelligence community did anything wrong in terms of starting the investigation.
The president doesn't see it that way.
A phony investigation based on no facts, based on an overthrow of the president.
The White House announced William Barr can bypass agencies who usually control whether their secrets are made public. Barr will now decide what the public learns about the origins of the investigation.
Well, the nastiness in Washington plunged to a new level.
We want to give this president the opportunity do something historic.
That's video of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi that was doctored, slowed down to 75% speed, seen by millions on social media. Viewers say it makes it sound like she's drunk. It came on a day when President Trump called her crazy and she suggested an intervention by Mr. Trump's family or staff.
She's a mess.
The president says Nancy Pelosi is disintegrating. The speaker said Mr. Trump had a temper tantrum during his meeting with Democrats.
Come here a minute. You were in that room.
While giving remarks in the Roosevelt room, he asked several aides to attest to his demeanor.
Kellyanne, what was my temperament yesterday?
Very calm, no temper tantrum. You were very calm and you were very direct.
Very calm and straightforward and clear.
The president summed it up this way.
I'm an extremely stable genius. Okay.
Stephen Portnoy, yes. CBS News, The White House.
There's a tentative deal designed to settle multiple sexual misconduct lawsuits that have been slapped on Harvey Weinstein, once one of Hollywood's most powerful men. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
Lawyers for the Weinstein Company are considering a $44
$1 million settlement. It would provide compensation to Weinstein's alleged victims, former employees of his company, and creditors to avoid years of costly and time-consuming litigation. More than 15 lawsuits have been filed against Weinstein and the Weinstein Company over misconduct. The settlement would cover many of them, including a class action suit, plus a civil suit by New York's attorney general alleging the media company enabled Weinstein's treatment of women.
Well, some of the dates we see stamped on packaged foods can prompt us to toss out stuff that's still perfectly good. The FDA wants to clear things up. Live to CBS's Gary Nunn.
No one's really sure what all those labels mean. Use by, expires on, sell by. Not only they're confusing, but the government says they end up causing a lot of people to waste a lot of food that's still safe to eat. The FDA is standardizing those labels with one: best if used by. This is part of a wider effort to cut the amount of food that goes into the garbage. By one estimate, nearly a third of all food goes to waste, amounting to $161 billion in loss every year. Steve?
Well, the House has overwhelmingly approved a bill that makes it easier for small businesses to offer worker retirement plans. It gives part-timers ways to save, and plans can be transferred when people change jobs. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger says there are a few things for seniors, too.
Right now, the law says after you turn 70 and a half, you've got to start taking money out of your retirement accounts. This bill would increase that age to 72. The bill would also remove the age limit for contributions. Right now, after you turn 70 and a half, you can't put more money into an IRA.
It now goes on to the Senate. The Democratic Republic of Congo is facing its deadliest Ebola outbreak ever. CBS's Deborah Pata reports fear and a grinding civil war is disrupting efforts to contain it.
Community outreach programs have been launched to educate people about the virus, but mistrust runs deep. USAID's Dr. Bill Clemmer has worked in the DRC for over two decades.
I've never been in a context where people throw rocks at our vaccination team, where they block roads, where they loot and pillage our healthcare facilities.
Benny has all the tools to fight Ebola at his disposal, but it's all useless if the sick and the dying hide in their homes, refusing medical treatment.
A 21-year-old man faces a life sentence today in Wisconsin for the kidnapping of 13-year-old Jamie Kloss and the murder of her parents. Kloss was held captive by Jake Patterson for 88 days in a hunting cabin. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.